The Dave and Darren Podcast, only on Nacho Radio.
Yes. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things, an exclusive production of NachoRadio.com. If you haven't had a chance, check out the newly remodeled site. You can search for your favorite podcast by just typing in keywords like Darren Falling and Ice. And if you're a patron, well, you have access to every single one of those shows. My name is Dave. This is my partner, Darren. How you been, Darren?
You would probably need a tighter filter than that.
In order to... Yeah. Oh, you're going to get a lot of results.
Yeah, a lot of results. Yeah. There's several podcasts where I fall.
Uh-huh. A lot of people sending us the video of the guy in New Jersey. Did you see this
story? No, I don't think I did. Oh!
So this guy claimed that he fell on the ice at, like, a cafeteria?
Yes, I saw he made a claim that he slipped at work.
Yes. But the video
I didn't know it was... He slipped on ice inside, huh?
Yes. Have you seen the video of him falling?
No, I have not.
This is fantastic.
Doesn't do a very good job of convincing anybody or the camera.
I don't know how you think you're going to get away with anything. Yeah. He's at this cafeteria, all right?
Okay, that's where...
He throws an ice cube on the floor.
Okay.
And then he's like, okay, how do I make it look like I slipped on this ice? And down he goes. Claiming that he did major damage to himself. Insurance fraud again, and when Darren falls, it's not quite as
it doesn't look
graceful, really, as this gentleman's. This is obviously not a visual medium, but trust me, the guy.
I don't know that I have
puts himself to bed basically on the floor.
When I fall, it's very believable.
When I fall on ice, it will be forever. Now you haven't fallen on the ice lately.
Yeah, but I fell during Christmas.
Well, I mean, and for me, that was Christmas.
That was an indoor fall.
Indoors?
That was an indoor fall.
On ice?
No.
Where was that?
It was indoors, but it wasn't on ice.
How did you fall? You tripped on the dog.
The dog was underneath my feet.
Right.
And then I was concerned that I was about ready to crush it.
Yeah.
And,
right.
Fell.
Right. You can't have that.
No.
He's down on the phone.
No, Casey. Okay. Crying out loud. No one's on the phone. Probably Don, though. When the phone does ring, it is probably going to be Don.
Mm-hmm.
Got some pictures he wants us to look at. Welcome to the top five things. So much to go through, but yeah, a lot of people are pointing out how much they enjoy stories of you falling on the ice. In fact,
and you as well. I'm not the only one who falls, but you typically fall more on your face.
It's true. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Are we built differently? Where's our center of gravity?
Well, I should think it's about the same.
I would think they're probably got to be pretty close.
Yeah. I should think.
The pear-shaped boys.
Here's some new reviews. People going on iTunes, and we asked you to give us some reviews.
Do we still have our perfect score?
Yeah, I believe every single review we have
Now I've done it.
Kind of jinxed it.
Well, not jinxed it, but sabotaged it. I don't say sabotage.
Shatner's going to be featured on today's podcast, so I like what you did there. That's a nice little tease.
Thank you.
That's only the best. Somebody mentioned in a review that one of their favorite things is to listen to the show to hear stories of you falling on the ice. Like, that's one of their favorite things.
It could certainly still happen.
Yeah.
We've got a long way to go.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think tomorrow is going to be... Supposed to be a little treacherous,
slippery, yes. That is the rumor. That's going to be more slippery than usual.
Well, look at the traction on these shoes. Let me just show you this.
He just showed me this before we started the show.
Look at the traction on those shoes.
He's got a hole in the bottom. Are you stepping on nails? Why do you have holes in your shoes?
I don't know. I guess I do a lot of walking around on cement.
Well, I suppose you do. If you get a chance... here's one from January 20th. I like the show almost as much as I like hearing about Darren slipping on the ice. Here's one. This is a review on the iTunes. And again, this helps us. Apparently, this is an important thing to have people review your show.
If you say so.
5 out of 5 stars. This review comes to us from someone who calls themselves Snickers the Horse.
Snickers!
Thank you for the review, Snickers. Snickers the Horse says, great podcast for fun and laughs. You will love the show at first, but like it even more if you listen regularly. two great comedians.
Comedians?
I like that.
Calling me a comedian?
You'll love the regular Marty Allen, this one. You will love the show at first, but like it even more if you listen regularly. I like that. Here's one. These.
So what you're saying is it's going to be love at first sight, mm-hmm. but then
it becomes respect.
A very deep love.
An abiding, yeah.
Like,
I got
like a friendship.
Yes.
When
yes.
people always say that their partner is their best friend,
mm-hmm.
I always find it hard to believe. But
mm-hmm.
People say it.
It is something people say.
People say it.
Yes.
I don't believe
some of us achieve it.
Well, I don't believe all of you. Truth be told.
It's not true for most people who say it.
Okay.
Okay, I will grant you that.
That's all I'm saying.
It is true for some of us. Not true for most of us.
I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm saying it's improbable.
I think that's fair.
And people that end up saying it are the ones who probably are lying.
I like this. How about this review? 5 out of 5 stars. This is great. Like, we should use this. It says, these two friends have great chemistry, which borders on alchemy. Isn't that great? What a lovely thing to say. Thank you for that.
I wish we were alchemists.
Well, we wouldn't be doing this.
Well, we could.
That's the O. Henry moment there. I mean, you're going to get me a pocket watch, Bob, and I'm going to get you something for your hair.
We could.
Here's one that just says, brush my teeth every day. Thank you, Dave and Darren. I don't know what that is. It says, it's the best morning, evening, day drinking podcast.
Mm,
I like that.
Absolutely.
Here's one. They've been around, and they've always been a pleasure. 5 out of 5 stars.
Makes us sound as though we're some sort of cigarette.
Well, thank you. This podcast sounds good, like a podcast should.
Yeah.
It says 5 out of 5 stars. I remember listening to these two in 7th grade on the way to school, giggling so much.
We didn't do this when we were in 7th grade.
No, we were doing it in another place.
I kind of was doing it in 7th grade.
These two have chemistry that will keep an audience for as long as they'll keep.
There's that dirty
Give
word.
Give them a listen and you'll never stop.
There's that dirty word
Thank
chemistry
you.
Again.
Yeah, well, you know, somebody's chimed in on the, we should mention we have a new sponsor for the text line.
The Quad Cities River Bandits text line, 470-23-NACHO.
Somebody saying on the, well, here's one from the 260 area code.
Where's that?
I'm not sure. They're sending us pictures from inside Capriati's where they had lunch today.
Beautiful.
Way to go, 260.
Thank you very much. Hope you got the deal.
And then here's one from the 309. Somebody went to watch, this was on Saturday. Somebody went to Steve's Old Time and Tap.
Yes.
It says, your namesake is alive and well and still delicious at Steve's. And there's a picture of the Dave and Darren burger.
Yes, it is.
Which is still very much on the menu there at Steve's Old Time Tap.
Yep, you don't have to put anything on it.
Here's one from 563. It says, you know, probably my favorite part of listening to you guys is hearing you laugh. It's infectious and it's real, not canned like others. Thank you.
Oh, that does happen.
What do you mean? That we sit here and fake laugh?
No.
That there are others that fake laugh.
I've always said if you laugh at everything, mm-hmm. nothing's funny.
Right. Well, that's true. Here's one. You'd think I'd be tired of these two after hundreds of episodes, but here I am still listening. Wow, this is great.
This is like episode 1,000.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we haven't read the reviews in a while. Maybe that's why nobody's done reviews for us. It's been a while since we visited these. These guys, 5 out of 5. These guys never fail to make me spit out my coffee in the morning in laughter. The comedic timing between Dave and Darren is on point. The chemistry between the two personalities makes for an hour of ear candy and gut chuckles. By the way, that's the new name of the show, Ear Candy and Gut Chuckles.
Well, it's the new horse, Gut Chuckles!
All right, who ate all the oats? Gut Chuckles! That's a mouthful.
Why do all our horses sound like candy names?
You don't know. We don't name the horses.
We do name the horses.
They name horses, don't they? They pay homage to their loyal listeners, support local Midwestern businesses, and keep their followers always wanting more. Wow, these are really nice. So please keep these reviews coming on iTunes. It helps
better,
us.
Better than wanting less.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, I could go for a lot less of those guys. I don't mind him. I don't mind him.
I
give him 2 stars, but if it's just too much of it.
I love the honesty of, you think I'd be tired of this by now. Almost as if to say,
I get it.
I should have outgrown this.
Yeah.
Why do I still find these idiots as enjoyable as I do? We're certainly very grateful that you're listening. So yeah, thanks for having us. And
thanks for taking the time to do that.
Yeah. If you get a chance, leave us a review on iTunes. It's somehow vitally important. I've got five things we can talk about if you want to.
Let's mention that. If you would like to reach out to the podcast anytime with any sort of question or comment that you might have, use the Quad Cities River Bandits text line. Call 470-23-NACHO. Celebrate Valentine's Day with a four-course meal, including an appetizer to share, salad, entree, and dessert. Lounge and private suite seating is available. And with the private suites, those are available for up to four couples. All dinner reservations are for Valentine's Day, which is next Thursday, I guess.
Nice.
February 14th at 6:30. The doors open at 5:30. Reservations are accepted through this Friday, February 8th. Call 563-324-3000 for details and reservations. The podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new home. They're at 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport, where they have their Valentine's Day deals going on. Three Valentine's Day deals starting at $99. It's one-stop shopping for Valentine's Day. Every purchase includes a rose from Coleman's Florist and Lagomasino chocolate, so take advantage of that. The bridal sale is also going on. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA-certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings, inspections. Stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesdays through Saturday starting at 10 o'clock. Find the perfect gift for every occasion, including Valentine's Day. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Of course, mention Nacho Radio. And when you do with the purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. We should also mention that the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Thank you very much. Home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. But so much more than that, including their grilled Italian. Like it hot, their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, and fried onions. It's absolutely delicious. Get it at Capriati's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub and only have to pay for the price of a small one.
260 is our guy, KJO, from Fort Wayne.
Gotcha.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. So he's listening live. That's why he chimed in. I just did a Google search. It said Northeast Indiana. Did I say no? Northwest.
Is that the
Fort Wayne is Northwest?
Is that,
right?
Is that the gentleman who sent us the stuff?
Yeah, that's the guy that does the amazing light up signs that for when we go out on remotes and such.
You know what Larry would have said about the Super Bowl?
Well, let's get into that because that's number one here. Okay.
Number one.
I mean, I didn't speak to him, but I think I know him well enough to say he would have said it sucked.
A whole lot about nothing.
It sucked.
Yeah. Yeah, the Super Bowl happened yesterday, and what an absolute farce.
Well, I'm glad I listened to it. I'm glad I watched it with the sound down, which I typically do.
You know, Jim Mintz and Tony Romo couldn't hide the fact that it was a boring game.
I didn't have to concern myself with it.
And at one point, there was that long punt, and they were acting excited about a long punt.
Oh, that's fabulous!
Well, that was a thing that happened. That was the
best one out of the 20.
What a boring game.
Awful. Then I knew that Julian Edelman was going to be your MVP. Mm-hmm. That made all the sense in the world. But when they said that he had 10 catches, I was like, I thought he had 20.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all they were doing.
Yeah. Yeah. How about cover that guy?
Yeah. How about you put someone on that guy?
Maybe two
guys.
They're
not throwing it to anybody else.
No.
He's that elusive?
Well, you know why he's so elusive? It's the performance-enhancing drugs.
He's had a few run-ins.
Yeah. He didn't play the first four games of the season because he's a cheater who was taking drugs to enhance his performance.
It happens.
Now, does this help the narrative that the Patriots are a bunch of cheaters? The MVP of the Super Bowl is a guy who couldn't play four games this year because of performance-enhancing drugs. So put that in your pipe and smoke it, because these NFL owners are hurting.
When I performed, it was all natural.
Well, of course.
The grinding.
The ratings are in, and it didn't do so well. Lowest watched Super Bowl in 10 years. So I don't know. Were people leaving the game because it was so boring? Because
they still get credit for that, right? Isn't that how ratings and television go? I mean, if you do any sort of tuning in at all?
Yeah, I would think. This is the worst early Super Bowl ratings since the Steelers and Cardinals in 2009.
That was a good game.
Yeah, it was.
Do you remember where we saw that game?
That would have been at Uptown.
Yes.
Yeah, in Bettendorf. Lowest scoring Super Bowl in NFL history with a bunch of commercials that were not great.
I didn't pay attention to them because I had the sound down. Well, I don't care.
You missed out on it. This is the thing. When the game's not good, at least the commercials are good. They can't make commercials worth a damn anymore.
And I flipped away for the halftime show, which apparently was the right thing to do, what I understand.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, your Adam Levine unveiled quite a few new tattoos.
I don't know what his deal is.
The Super Bowl tattoos?
So this Maroon 5 is just like a light rock band, right?
Yeah.
So how...
Why does everyone hate him so much?
Because it's all... they don't make sense for... If they were coming to River Music Experience and I had a free ticket,
yeah,
I still wouldn't go.
Yes, but I mean, all this. When are they going to go?
The Super Bowl.
When are they going to go on tour with Hootie and the Blowfish and Nickelback? The I Can't Stand You tour.
Backlash tour.
The Backlash tour.
Yeah, I call that tour 100 million records can be wrong.
Because each and every one of these bands, right? At one point, people liked them, right? And then all of a sudden, there's some sort of tipping point where they're no longer cool, and they suck, and people just won't let it go.
This is a tale as old as time, though. Bands get big, and then people say they suck, and then this is the thing. Like, people would call and complain about Nickelback when we worked at the rock station, and then Nickelback would come to town and sell out the arena. So what are we supposed to do here?
Yeah, right.
Because obviously there's a market for it.
Somebody likes them.
Right?
Otherwise they wouldn't continue to go on tour and sell the places out.
At $45 a ticket.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. They're coming to town this summer, the Nickelback is. They're going to be they're playing the fair.
Huh. That's the rock act, huh?
It's, yeah.
Okay.
And I think, Tesla's the other night.
Oh, there are two of them.
Yeah, they got Tesla one night and then they got Nickelback the other night for the fair this year.
Okay.
It was bad. It was all around bad. The Maroon 5 and the Maroon 5 singing these.
How did the fair turn into Rock the District?
Elevator tunes, and then it got flames going on, and then they had these rappers come out.
Yeah.
It just, none of it made any damn sense.
Why didn't they have like the Atlanta Rhythm Section or something? They're from Atlanta.
So I looked this up, and I don't know if you saw this, because I tweeted it, because I was thinking of you. Gladys Knight did a decent job with the National
Anthem. Didn't hear it.
It was great.
I saw her.
It was
she
great.
She looked good.
It was great, although this is wonderful. There is a prop bet on how long the National Anthem goes.
Yes.
Did you hear this story?
No.
So they had to figure this out. Well, yeah, she kind of did. I don't know if this is on purpose.
Was she warbling on at the end?
The way they do it is... They start when you say say, right?
Okay, gotcha.
That's when the clock starts.
Yes, that's the beginning of the song.
And then they end when you get done singing the word brave.
Yes.
She sang brave twice to go ahead and give the over to people, I guess. I don't know. It was like, and the home of the brave, brave.
Nice.
So now the Vegas.
So stick it to them.
The Vegas casinos are like, well, which brave do we take?
I saw her out in Vegas. So
Gladys Knight?
Yes. So I know she knows her way around a sports book.
She's 75 years old and looks like she's 32.
Didn't she look good?
Yeah, she's wonderful. Gladys Knight was the
always
star
of the
show.
Always one of my favorite female voices.
It's hard to argue that point.
I guess I could say any voice, but that wouldn't be true. I prefer male singing voices.
Yeah, because you have more in common with them.
There's more of them.
Women tend to sing about how much they like boys, and that's just not our thing, right? Like, singing It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To. What are you doing? Quit crying at your party.
What kind of party is this?
Right?
What is this, a pepper spray party?
It's my pepper spray party and I'll cry if I want to.
Now, well, then just...
That at least makes sense.
We need to get outside.
This is not a party that we should be having,
this
though.
Is an awful idea for a...
You would cry too if I pepper sprayed you.
Darn right you would.
Why was Leslie Gore the first female singer I thought of?
Well, she was huge. She was a monster.
You know what? I'm glad
they turned on her, too.
I'm glad you said it.
So she's still
with fed her to the machine. Leslie Gore's been dead for years.
She has?
Yes.
Maybe I'm thinking of Frank Gore.
Frank Gore is still alive, yes.
Frank Gorshin's not alive, though.
No, he is very much dead. although I have.
I saw where there was a Young and a Restless guy that died today.
Yeah, some actor. I think
I don't know who he is, but I've seen his face.
Christoph St. Mark or Mark St. Christoph, something like that.
My goodness,
yeah, I don't know very much about the guy. Anyway. No one cared for the game.
His name is a sparkling wine.
No one cared for the game. No one cared for the halftime show. No one cared for the advertisements. There was nothing to watch. I went to bed in the third quarter, and I was thinking to myself, part of me should want to stay up and watch this, but I couldn't give a damn. Mm-hmm. And you know what? As soon as the game started, I would have liked to see the Rams win, but I didn't care one way or another.
Well,
and also,
it's not going to change my world.
You couldn't tell me that the Bears couldn't beat the Patriots last night.
I think they could have.
This Cody Parkey thing still just drives me crazy.
It's just the worst. It's just the worst.
I mean,
it's just awful.
Right?
Yeah, they could have beat either one of those teams.
They absolutely could have. But, you know, you don't get past the Eagles because you got this idiot who wants to blame Jesus for his field goal
kicks. No, he doesn't want to blame him. He wants to thank him.
Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for making me miss that field goal.
Is that his gimmick? Thank
That's
you?
That's what he did.
I thought he was saying he blamed Jesus.
No, he didn't blame Jesus.
Because he was like, they're
like. He was like, he looked up and was like, yeah, that's what you wanted.
Yeah, King of the Jews. What is that about?
I don't.
You got to crucify him again?
Cody, I'd like to talk to you about the things you said. That was not my fault.
That was not cool, man.
Cody, buddy, meet me in my office.
I hope you have some great memories because you're going to need them.
So here's what I would like. This is my fantasy. This is my daydreaming fantasy. Robbie Gould comes back because he loves Chicago and he wants to live there the rest of his life.
Let's do it.
Robbie Gould comes back. They get rid of this guy, this Parkey. They take the cap hit. Gold gives him some sort of sweetheart deal, and the Bears win the Super Bowl on a last-minute field goal with Robbie Gould.
Oh,
and
I want to win in a blowout.
And then I'm ready to love football again.
I want to win in a blowout. Well,
that would be nice, too. But they at least win a game with Robbie Gould not hitting the damn upright.
Although when the Cubs finally won their world championship, it clearly tore the fabric of the universe, so I don't know that what... I don't know that we should... I don't know...
Tore the fabric of the universe.
I don't know that we should... we should be wishing for anything.
All right.
Just
fair enough.
As far as I'm concerned, I prefer the AFC-NFC championship games. We'll play those and just cancel the Super Bowl.
Well, now this new football league starts this weekend, the AAF.
Are they playing with 11 players on each side?
I believe that's the case. I still haven't decided which team I'm going to
root
for.
He hate me, of course.
I don't think he's playing.
That's not a thing?
No.
Well, where are the teams from? Is there a team anywhere near us?
I believe the closest to us is Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, there are eight teams. You tell me which one you like. Atlanta Legends, the Birmingham Iron. Mm-hmm. The Memphis Express or the Orlando Apollos. That's your Eastern Conference.
I don't like any of those.
And in the West, you got your Arizona Hotshots playing Tempe. That's your team.
That might be my team.
Sun Devil Stadium, you've been
there. Yeah, oh yeah.
The Salt Lake Stallions. Oh, wait a minute, though. There's the San Diego Fleet. You might have to get on this, though. The San Antonio Commanders. You got to get the Commander over to watch that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I might go with that one.
The Commanders or the Hotshots?
Let me watch a few games and see where my heart takes me.
Well, this will be on CBS and the CBS Sports Network.
Which you'll never be able to find.
CBS is pretty available.
CBS?
Yes.
But...
I don't know about the CBS Sports Network. No, I think that's one that's way up in the
middle. Sounds made up.
What are you doing here? Number two in our top five things. Thanks so much for having us on. Costco unveiling a new cake for weddings. It is a five-tier cake.
You can get your wedding cake at Costco.
You can.
What does that go for?
Well, this is the thing. It is not made out of cake. It's five blocks of very fancy cheese.
Okay.
So it is a five-tier wedding cake made entirely of cheese. 22 pounds of cheese.
And they want what?
Well, let me tell you, the you got your Red Leicester, which is like a cheddar cheese. Then you got a Danish Blue, followed by a Murcia Alvino, which is a really nice goat cheese. Mm-hmm. Then you've got a Tuscan's sheep cheese. And then finally, a Brilliant Severin Triple Cream Brie on top. 22 pounds of really nice cheese. It'll set you back $439.99.
Ooh, that's pricey.
Yeah. Although, you know, cake isn't cheap either.
Probably not.
Yeah.
But they gouge you. They gouge you.
Well, yeah, because it's...
They know it's your big day or it's somebody's big day.
Right, right. So that's how they get you?
That's how they make their nut. Mm-hmm. Sure. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, and they present Love is Blind, one weekend only, and it's this weekend. It's their Valentine's Haunt, Friday and Saturday, February 8th and 9th from 7 till midnight, so don't miss out. Admission is just $15, VIP $20. If you'd like, you can still get those in advance at factoryoffear.com. Factory of Fear, 5027 4th Avenue in Moline, invites you and yours to celebrate Valentine's Day in a unique way. Love is Blind. Don't waste your money on a movie and sit in the dark with 200 strangers. Tour the Factory of Fear in the dark for a more intimate experience. Now, don't worry, they're going to give you a glow stick to light the way. Love is Blind, again, this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Don't miss out. February 8th and 9th, this year, new rooms, new characters, and a free photo booth courtesy of Sean Flynn Photography and Factory of Fear, celebrating 25 years of fear, presenting Love is Blind, Factory of Fear, where fear is made, the podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and camp specials, including the Bobby, turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. And don't forget, if you're interested in booking the Capriati's food truck, all you have to do is email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com, and you can get them to show up for your private party, your place of business, or any event. And if you're there for lunch or dinner, of course, mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I'm looking here at the Vegas odds for the AAF Championship.
Yeah, how do they do that?
Which is happening in Vegas on Saturday, April 27th.
Is that where they had the original...
Sam Boyd Stadium.
They had... was it the USFL?
Uh-huh. Did they have a Vegas team in the USFL? I don't think so.
No, but I was wondering if they had their championship there. There a league between the USFL and the XFL?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Well, there was a league a couple of years ago that... had like a team in Omaha. They might have had something in Vegas for that, but that would have been like 5 or 6 years ago.
Maybe I'm thinking of the USFL. I'm old. It could be the USFL.
Well, your Arizona Hotshots are favored to win the league right now.
Who's
five
the quarterback?
To two odds. That would be Jack Hennigan.
Don't know him.
Here's the depth chart. Trevor Knight, Jack Hennigan, and John Wolford.
Don't know him.
Hmm. Running backs, Tim Cook, Jarrell Presley, and Larry Rose III. These sound like the made-up names, like when you get deep enough in a Madden franchise and they have to just make up players' names. These were all real players, though, I can assure you.
Mm-hmm.
These are all real people.
Sure they are.
Yeah. Congratulations to them. I'll watch just to see.
I'll give it a chance.
Yeah.
When's it on?
This starts on Saturday. It's this weekend.
On CBS.
On CBS and the CBS Sports Network.
Which one? Both.
I think it's on both.
Okay.
I mean, because they have eight. There'll be four games every week.
Because once I get up to, like, into the 70s,
yeah.
Channel 70 and higher,
yes.
That's no man's land up there.
I don't think if you're on a TV that just gets the 70 channels, I don't think that's available. I think you need to have a box to get the CBS channel.
I could be wrong.
I think it's like 120-something.
Okay. Well,
Don't quote me on that, because I could be wrong. I frequently am. Number three.
Three.
Thank you, number three.
That's kind of less than
not the best effort.
Less than invigorating.
Number three.
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 All right, number three on our top five things: breakfast, the most important meal of the day.
You
right?
Know, yeah. You know who came up with that?
The people who want you to buy breakfast foods.
The breakfast people.
In fact, I believe it's called the Breakfast Council.
The Breakfast Council came up with that.
Yes. A new study finds that in terms of weight loss, If you want to lose weight,
how about
they
you
say,
skip breakfast,
they say
fatty.
The best thing you can do is not eat breakfast.
Fatty.
New study finds that people who regularly eat breakfast actually end up consuming more calories throughout the day and gain more weight than people who skip their morning meals.
Yeah, you're having three eggs and hash browns and bacon and sausage just to start the day?
Well, I've got to get this motor running, Darren, and I can't do it without fuel. My goodness. I require fuel to get this sex machine firing on all cylinders.
So maybe like an English muffin and an orange juice and call it.
Or just nothing.
Or nothing.
How about you?
Which is what, yeah, it happens.
People are starving in China. Think about that.
Tonight, thank God it's them instead of you.
William Shatner suing a man in Clearwater, Florida, who claims to be his son. He wants to sue this young man.
Daddy.
Who wants to change his last name to Shatner.
Daddy. Florida. I'm your problem child. Might not be the only lawsuit he's facing when little Larimo hears about it.
You know,
Daddy!
I think my daddy did the Star Trek 2.
I take that Star Wars money.
Peter Sloan petitioning the people there in Pinellas County to have his
Peter Sloan Shatner
legally changed to Peter Shatner. He's been claiming for decades that William Shatner is his biological dad.
Why is that?
But William Shatner, who's 87 years old, denies any blood tie.
87?
Yeah. Shatner's 87 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. This guy lives in Tampa, and he wants to change his name to Peter Shatner.
Let's see. Was he older than me when he was T.J. Hooker?
Yeah, probably. That's 30 years
about the
ago.
Same.
Yeah.
Boy, I couldn't have done it. I don't know how he did.
Have you watched T.J. Hooker?
No, I didn't watch it.
A lot of that movie's him just sitting in a car and having Adrian Zemed run around. Why don't you go chase him down, Zemed?
Hey, Danny Terrio.
Right.
Why don't you go?
He keeps calling him Zemed. Just the whole
Zemed.
Show. He's like, Zemed, go get that bad guy. I'll be here.
Couldn't be
in the squad car.
Couldn't be bothered to learn the character's the actor's character's name.
No.
So he calls him just Zemed.
Zemed, go get Zemed. That bad guy. I'll be in the squad car. This guy is 62 years old.
Why are they calling it a squad car baby? And there's only two of them? Is two constitute a squad? Well, a squad would think you'd need a... You never see four cops in a car.
Because it's the car belongs to the entire police squad, not just the two guys that are in it.
Okay.
Right? They take turns with the
cars.
That would
be interesting if you had four cops in one car. And
like it's a cop clown car?
Well, there's not a lot of room to pick anybody up.
We would throw you in the back, but that's where we sit.
So we're going to put you in the trunk.
62-year-old man wants to file the paperwork to have his name legally changed. Miami attorney representing Shatner emailed him a cease and desist order, threatening further legal action if he moves forward. Peter Sloan, who wants to be Peter Shatner, says, "They're trying to scare me. It won't work."
Yeah, they're trying
He sure sounds like
trying
he's
to muscle
kid.
You.
Sloan is unsure how Shatner learned of his court attempt to change his name. He says,
"What are you talking about? You made one comment and he went off the handle."
He says, "I mentioned it on social media. Maybe they are watching me." Well, yeah. Shatner and Sloan's mother.
Are you still banned by Shatner?
We are. The Dave and Darren Twitter account is.
Okay.
I'm not.
Okay.
But I don't choose to engage with him as a
private citizen.
I shan't get burned again by Shatner. I can promise you that. Yeah, we got in a Twitter feud with William Shatner because I asked him if to acknowledge the fact that the success of Star Wars was why they made the Star Trek movies.
Yes. Which I think people just flat out came out and said so.
He said so. He said, "You're crazy." And then he banned me. And then it was a thing that they wrote about in the newspapers in England.
Yeah.
How he was talking to his fans like that.
Yeah.
And then he went into a convention and was like, "If it wasn't for Star Wars, then it would have made our movies."
Yeah. No, you're the one who came up with it.
I'm the one who told him that. I had to tell Captain Kirk that Star Wars is why they made the movies.
Well, you reminded him.
I don't think so. He and this Shatner and Sloan's mother, who was an actress, worked together on Canadian television. And he says the two had a one-night stand in Toronto.
Wow.
And then he was given
Toronto.
He was then given up for adoption in New York.
Switching to Glide.
He and his birth mother reconnected, and she admitted that the father could either be William Shatner or a second man she only recalls as Chick.
Chuckles.
A law student from Montreal.
Chick.
Your dad is either Captain Kirk.
Or Chick.
Or some guy named Chick, and that's all I can remember about
him. The David Darren Top 5 Things podcast, brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive at East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie, with or without protein. That sounds good. Also, how about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day, regardless of what the Breakfast Council says. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee, loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. We love you all very much. You'll have access to every podcast we've ever done and specialty programming, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com.
That was the first question when I met my birth mother. I was like, you never hooked up with William Shatner, did you? And she was like, no.
Not Shatner.
And she goes, but there was this guy from Montreal named Chick. Could be him.
I did spend some time with Gino Vannelli. when I think about those nights in Montreal.
Right, all right, of course. Chick. Well, it could be William Shatner, or it could be Chick, I don't know.
Five.
Number five.
Isn't there a Chick on the Bob and Tom show? Isn't he one of the laughing monkeys on that thing?
I don't know. Don't get me in trouble. Let's move on to number five.
I'm not trying to get anybody in trouble. It's just I've heard the name Chick before for a guy.
Is it Chick McGee?
Okay, yes.
I think that's the gentleman's
name. He's one of the laughing monkeys.
I've never listened for more than 2 minutes.
I don't see how you could.
Okay, let's move on. That's the third rail, and I shan't touch it.
Third rail. I'll give you a third rail.
Finally, story.
You'll be
here.
Sitting in the bathroom going, gang, 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 gang.
One at a time, boys. One at a time.
Jesus, guys. One at a time.
The Shepke family is in the
preach
news.
Birth going on here.
The Shepke family found out that their son made a series of in-game purchases on his Xbox. They somehow missed all of these receipt emails from purchases that went from June of 2016 until November of 2017. When you're on Xbox, you
tokens?
Can like buy things. Yeah, like would you like to buy a new gun for your guy, or would you like to buy this
actual
game?
Actual tangible things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, not tangible things.
No, not tangible things. Oh, no, for your
it's
guy.
It's in the game. In your, for your
to
avatar.
To make your player that much stronger.
Right. Stuff wasn't getting sent to the house.
Oh.
He's just making in-game
just
purchases.
Up.
There's a thing like, you know, hey, you've got a guy that's this powerful.
Yeah.
If you bought this, he could be more powerful. So then these guys will...
magic hat.
Right, right. So, 13 months of charges, and it all came to a head when they found out that the teenage boy had made $13,000 in Xbox purchases.
Well, $1,000 a month. I put myself on a budget.
They think it happened when he...
Hey, at least I didn't go overboard. I stayed within what I considered very modest means.
They think it happened when he repeatedly pressed a button on the controller in an effort to get into the games faster. At least that's the story this kid's giving, and they're
sticking to it.
Uh-huh.
We're going to still need our money.
Yeah.
That doesn't change anything.
Well, now they weren't looking at their monthly credit card statements.
Well, you kind of should.
Which were set up with automatic direct pay. And then they eventually figured out what was going on. We asked the kids if they were doing this.
That's really on.
And they said no. They said they had no idea. So we went to Discover first and said, we think there's been a fraud. They removed the charges, but then they did an investigation to determine, no, this is your son's gamer tag that is incurring the charges.
I would think that they would have notified him with that sort of stuff going on.
$13,000 in Xbox?
Yeah.
You'd think they'd reach out. Now Discover saying, we're not reversing the charges.
No.
So they are on the hook for the 13 grand.
Oh, well, there goes college.
The dad says, it's a tough pill to swallow. I want to be mad at my child, but he had no idea what he was doing.
He's an idiot.
You are a dumb dad. That
he's
kid absolutely knew what he was doing.
He's an idiot.
And if you're believing this song and dance, you, sir, are what we call in the game a sucker.
Maybe he'll become one of those gamers. Who's that big gamer that everyone follows?
Ninja?
Yeah. Maybe he'll become Ninja and make $1 million a month playing video games somehow.
You know, I highly doubt it. It's the end of our show. We're going to have to put a pin in this and resume later.
We are back tomorrow. We're going to do a lunchtime show. We're going to do it at noon tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast today and tomorrow will be occurring in the Capriati Sandwich Shop studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. You're going to enjoy their fresh cut deli meats and cheeses. Don't forget their gift cards. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. Make sure you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And of course, mention Nacho Radio at Capriati's when ordering. You'll get a medium sub and only pay for the price of a small one. Would like to thank everyone for chiming in on the Quad Cities River Bandits text line. Again, that's 470-23-NACHO. Celebrate Valentine's Day with a four-course meal, including an appetizer to share, salad, entree, and dessert. Lounge and private suite seating is available. Private suites are available for up to four couples.
Really?
If you're all going to get together and do that. All dinner reservations are for Valentine's Day, Thursday, February 14th at 6:30. Doors open at 5:30. Reservations accepted through this Friday. Call 563-324-3000 for details and reservations. Thank you very much.
Till we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, Kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Quitting time, yabba dabba doo.